quiet Melinda girl I haven't seen in months. That is the seed I will care for.
I think Melinda is on her way to being okay again. Her dad says that by cutting off the damage on the tree, you can help the tree grow. Then Melinda asks herself if there is a chainsaw of the soul, an axe I can take to my memories or fears. I think she means that she wants to get rid of the parts of her that hurt so she can start healing. Let's keep reading on page 189 with the section Prowling.
Prowling. When I get home, it's time for lunch. I make 2 egg salad sandwiches and drink an enormous glass of milk. I eat an apple and put my dishes in the dishwasher. It's only 1 o'clock. I suppose I should clean the kitchen and vacuum, but the windows are open and robins sing on the front lawn, where a pile of mulch with my name on it is waiting. Mom is impressed when she drives up at dinner time. The front lawn is raked, edged, mowed, and the bushes are mulched. I'm not even breathing hard. Mom helps me carry the plastic deck furniture up from the basement, and I scrub it with bleach. Dad brings home pizza, and we eat on the deck. Mom and Dad drink iced tea, and there is no biting or snarling. I clear the dishes and throw the pizza box in the trash. I lie down on the couch to watch TV, but my eyes close and I'm out. When I wake up, it's past midnight, and someone has covered me with an afghan. The house is quiet, dark. Cool breeze slides in between the curtains. I am wide awake. I feel itchy inside my skin, antsy. That's what my mother would call it. I can't sit still. I have to do something. My bike is still leaning against the pruned tree in the front yard. I ride.